Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
It is a very good evening. It is Niall Boylan, which you write to midnight tonight. Hope you're all well. Now, I suppose we should spare a thought for the people of California, the Palisades in California in particular as well. And it kind of irks me a little bit. I'm kind of going to get this off my chest before we start the show tonight. Now, we've a lot to get through, by the way, including cheating and all sorts of things. I don't mean physically cheating on people, but exam cheating and all that kind of stuff. We'll get to that later. But what's, and the Irish language, we'll come to that too. But what's irking me is some of the narrative that I'm seeing going around about what's happened. 27 people have died. Let's spare a thought for the 27 people who have died and thousands of homes that have been destroyed. From the rich and the famous. And somebody said to me, "Oh, the rich don't care. I mean, they can just replace their houses. It doesn't really matter." I'm going, no, hold on for a second. I listened to Mel Gibson there yesterday. You know, he had personal items in the house. You know, stuff that's of sentimental value. The same with Harrison Ford and who else? Oh, there's been loads of them. All the celebrities. That's where they all live. They all live in the Palisades. Anyway, here's the thing. It's all completely avoidable. It's nothing to do with climate change. Will you all... These journalists, these climate change journalists who are making a fortune. This is
the result of climate change. We need to stop using diesel.
No, look, forest fires happen all of the time for three reasons usually. It's usually a cable, a utility cable. The last time, the big one was in 2017, and it was Edison's, the electric company. One of their cables had sparked and basically set a fire in the forest. It can be arson. In other words, it's set intentionally, which some people have suggested. I don't know if that's the truth or not. It started in three different places at the same time, ironically enough, but that could have been just to do with the wind and the weather. Or here's an interesting one. Apart from somebody just flinging a cigarette butt away, it can also be like the bottom of a broken bottle. I was watching this on TV earlier on. So somebody throws away a bottle, it breaks, the bottom of the bottle lands at a certain angle, and that's used to focus the sun. And when you've got brush that hasn't been cleared away because of cutbacks, then the fire starts to spread. But the biggest problem in California was they had no water. So you've got fire trucks, hardly any fire trucks, because the mayor, who should lose her job, by the way, cut back the budget for the fire department by millions of dollars. Anyway, they arrived to the hydrants, and the hydrants were dry because the reservoir was empty because Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, refused Donald Trump 6 years ago for free water from Canada, from the north. And I believe it was over some rare pink fish or something like that. Some lefty notion. Oh, we can't use that water. That's a rare pink fish. Anyway, so the reservoirs were empty, so there was no water. And they could have prevented an awful lot of the catastrophe initially at the start and stopped it getting as far as it did if they had had everything in place at the time. But they didn't. And I think a lot of questions are going to be asked about this particular fire. I mean, as I said, you cannot prevent fires, brush fires, forest fires. You can't prevent them. They do happen. It's just a fact of life. Unfortunately, certain conditions force them to happen. But you can prevent the damage done by them by having the right steps in place to prevent them. And anyway, I just thought I'd throw it out there because I've been watching the whole thing and it's horrific. Imagine you watching your house burning down knowing there's nothing you can do about it. Anyway, it is January and we're now into the second week of January. We're kicking off tonight again. Last week we spoke to Siobhan O'Connor, who is going to take a look at not only restructuring our relationship with alcohol, but also at how we can restructure our behaviour and bad habits. Siobhan O'Connor, or Real Mammy on social media, is going to, I suppose, be working with us in 2025 to help our listeners overcome any bad habits they might have or they want to leave behind. No matter what it happens to be, drinking, eating, not getting enough exercise, bad habits in general, like biting your nails, I do that too. You might recognise Siobhan, of course, from radio and TV. And more recently, she's had completed a diploma as an alcohol-free performance coach. And she helps people individually, by the way. I did say last week, if you do want to contact her yourself, you can either contact us here at the radio station, and AJ will give you her contact details or whatever it is. I won't give them out on air as such. But also, you can contact AJ at aj.walsh@classichits.ie. And if Siobhan wants to give out any other contacts, she can. But joining me on the show again tonight is Siobhan. Siobhan, hi, how are you?
How are you, Niall? Yeah, I was listening to your, you speaking about the fires. Oh, God.
Wouldn't it be horrific to arrive back to your house levelled? Just levelled. No matter how wealthy you are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter whether you're Tom Hanks or Tom Murphy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally. I mean, people always have that attitude, don't they? And it's the same with health.
Mm.
You know, oh, so they can afford it. But bad habits and health. And like, I don't think we should do bad or good, but we all have habits that we want to change.
Mm.
So this week, I'm wondering about your habit, Niall.
Well,
what's the one you want to change?
Smoking.
What's the thing you
want to change?
Smoking. It's still smoking this week.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I just checked there literally about 15 minutes before the show, all right? And I have about 6 packs left in my duty-free stash. And I did say my promise to myself was I'm not going to buy anymore. So when they're gone, that's it.
Oh, yeah. But you could reframe that and say, I have that stash there. I don't need that stash. What I'm going to do is
I do need the stash. No, I need the stash, Siobhan. I need the stash.
You need it. Yeah, you need the stash. Well, look, you know, the thing is, I mean, we're talking about health, and health is the biggest thing. So for you, Niall, let's talk about you for a minute.
Okay.
You have to ask yourself, okay, you're going to get, you know, you're coming from a place of lack there in terms of when they're gone, they're gone. Right?
Yeah.
But what will you gain when you give them up? So that's where we'd start with you. What will you gain? And last week you mentioned about your wife.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's the main thing, you know, because I want to be healthy for her and I want to be around for her, because I know you don't miss people when you're gone, because you're not here to miss anybody. But I will miss her when I'm gone, and she'll miss me. And I, because we just get on so well. So I just need to be here. And that's it. Yeah. And it's my health. You know, obviously it's a bit of a selfish argument too, because it's my health. I want to be healthier. You know, I don't want to be, you know, breathless when I'm walking up a flight of stairs. I know I'm only 61, so I don't want to be breathless when I'm walking up a flight of stairs. You know what I mean?
How will you feel when you give up the cigarettes?
I think it'll be a personal achievement, because I told you I did give them up. I was feeling a little bit unwell over the Christmas because I had the flu and I was on antibiotics. So I just wasn't in the mood for smoking. And I gave them up for 4 days. No cigarettes. And I surprised myself that I didn't even really want one. Like, you know, Karen had said to me a few times, do you not want one? And I went, no, I don't want one. You know what I mean? I don't feel like one. Mm. But I just did then after about 4 days, and I went back. And now I'm not smoking as much. I'm only smoking about 6-7 cigarettes a day. I was 20.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, and what kind of personal achievement will you feel when you've created this and you've broken this habit and you've achieved the goal of quitting cigarettes? How will you kind of feel in yourself?
Well, I'm feeling really good about the idea. Like, it's better than any radio award or anything else, because they mean nothing to you. They just sit in a glass shelf. You know what I mean? This is my health. This is what's important to me, you know, because I want to feel better. I don't want to feel as, you know, I mean, I know that as you get older, you don't have the energy you used to when you're younger, but still, I want to feel, you know, healthy. And don't get me wrong, I feel reasonably healthy. Unfortunately, I've had a few bouts of the flu and bits and pieces, but I want to feel healthier. And I genuinely believe that I will feel healthier once I give up cigarettes.
Well, just like what we've been doing with you there, Niall, I'd love to work with you next week and your fabulous listeners to see if we can help and coach them to achieve whether it's their goal of quitting the booze or quitting cigarettes. And, you know, I would love to see if there's anyone there listening who feels, I want to be that change in my own life for my wife, but really for myself to be healthy so that I'm around for her or for him, my husband. Give us a call. Why not get in touch or give us a text, and we can work together to achieve those goals. Dry January is in full swing.
Yeah, how are people getting on? I mean, sorry for interrupting, but is there a kind of time frame in dry January? Well, it's not just dry January. I suppose people do give up different things in January. They go to the gym in January. They give up the smoking in January, whatever it is. So where is the kind of turning point? Is it the second week? When do people start to quit, if you know what I mean?
You see, they could be getting excited about returning to drink as well. Right. And you got to watch that, because you really want to feel in the moment with dry January. Or for others, they could be getting bored halfway through and say, this is just boring. I'm sick of that. You know, what am I going to do?
Give me a bottle of wine. Yeah.
Give me a bottle of wine. Or something happens in the day and you say, flip this. Your man made me do this. He's so wrecking my head. I need my glass of vino. So that could be happening now. And it's just about staying in the moment for the win. You know, you spoke about the 4 days. Niall, when you did that 4 days off the fags, you felt amazing. You know, giving them up long term will feel better than winning a radio award. That's the type of thing we want to feel. So we want to focus on how we're going to feel when we've achieved our micro goals. So we're really doing well. We're halfway through January. We've got a bit to go, but really focus on the wins. Focus on how well you felt on that Saturday morning when you woke up, bounced out of bed, because you know you do. You feel a bit euphoric. You feel like, you know, you can take on the world. And there's been a lot of dry January bashing. I wrote a feature in Sunday Indo on Sunday about it, how there's a lot of kind of commentators talking about how, you know, it's a bit of a fad. Why are we giving up this for this month? You know, we shouldn't have to be forced to do this. However, I will say that, like, alcohol, giving it, removing it from your life for a month, if you feel like you can't do that, then maybe the bigger question here. So
yeah,
I don't
are you saying that if you can't give it up for a month, you look a little bit deeper, that there could be a problem?
Well, you might, because let's face it, if you feel panicked about giving up anything for a month, it could be a bit deeper. And I just think this bashing isn't doing us any favours.
No, I hate the negativity around it. I mean, we have a wonderful challenge going on at the moment with Colm and Lucy, the 40-day challenge. Of course, a lot of people are getting involved in that. And, you know, it's great to see these challenges. I think it's great to see these challenges in January. It's like a new start for people, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been listening to your Trina Mara, who I love as well, and her show. And, you know, it's been really good, this 40-day challenge you're doing. And even with the likes of Before the Operation Transformation, people gave that a bashing as well. Like, why can't we have these health shows to encourage? Like, we need to see, we need to have, like, we have, like, sporting heroes. We can achieve, we can be like them. We have these challenges to kind of give ourselves a challenge to get out of our comfort zone. I saw Keith Barry doing a great video on his, I love the illusion of Keith Barry.
Yeah, he's great.
Like, throwing himself into the ice bath and going, guys, and he's a power hypnotist and master hypnotist, guys, you've got to feel out of your comfort zone in order to affect change. And that's exactly what we're doing.
Don't know about the ice. Now, in fairness, Siobhan, I don't know about the ice bath.
Give yourself that pain.
Would you be getting into an ice bath now, Siobhan? I do. Have you done it?
You'll ever get. Yeah.
I can't even take a cold shower. I lose the will to live in a cold shower. I can't even breathe. Do you ever get into a cold shower and you're like... Oh. Ice baths would kill me.
If you need help with your goals, give us a text, give us a shout, and we'll be there.
Okay, so what's the advice for people on this second week? Right, so the second week sometimes is the week where people go, affect this, and they kind of give it up. Be the drink, be the food, whatever it is that they want to kick, the habit they want to kick, right? Or the cigarettes, in my case. So what's the advice when you feel like, I'll just have one, or one bar of chocolate, or one cigarette, or one bottle of wine, or what's the kind of advice when you get to that point where you feel like just giving in?
Yes. Think of yourself on February 1st, that feeling of excitement that you've achieved it, how your body's going to feel, how your mind's going to feel, how you're going to actually really get into that mindset of feeling how you'll feel and being able to turn around to your other half and say you did this, or your, maybe not your other half, maybe like your child or maybe your best friend, and focus on how you're going to feel then. Mm-hmm. But do feel because remember, the trigger won't change, but the reward can. So when you feel those urges, feel them. Don't hide from them. They're going to happen. And then have your reward ready. So write down a little note of your rewards this week that you're going to give yourself. We know reward works. We know punishment doesn't work.
So what sort of reward should I have for the smoking? Like, what's the reward I should have? Have a cigar at the end of the month.
I won the world record for the most hugs given out, right, 90 out of 10 years ago, right? My kids found the world record the other day. And hugs are the biggest serotonin.
Oh, I remember, right? I remember you doing that. I remember you giving away the hugs.
Great crack. But like, that, okay, you could be hugging your lovely wife. What's your name again? Sorry, your lovely
Karen.
Wife. Karen, right? Or something else with your lovely wife. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get some reward with lovely Karen, okay? But maybe not necessarily something you're going to chow down on or consume. For me, though, I love chocolate. So I always have like dark chocolate ready. Or just have a listen to a little thing. You're just going to trick your brain when you have that trigger feeling. You're going to have one of those rewards, whatever it is for you. Have a deep dive. Have a deep think about what are the other little things in your life that you love besides this drug that you want to get rid of for January, which is alcohol. Mm-hmm. So just have a list of those ready, and that will help you. But you've got to feel the feeling of the irritation. It's got to come through your body, and it comes through physically, and then you get angry, and then you get, and then go for your reward.
When it says my thing here, you have a diploma as an alcohol-free performance coach. So what does that mean? Like, I mean, when you say an alcohol-free performance coach, so you're physically, and not just psychologically, but physically coaching people through this, because it can be physically challenging too for people, you know, getting the DTs from not drinking, or getting the kind of withdrawal symptoms, the stress from not smoking. Those kind of things can be physically challenging.
What we do, and I might just mention this as well, if your problem is far more serious, or if you feel you might have an actual physical addiction to alcohol, I'm not qualified to coach you, but you may need further investigation into what you're facing, because mm-hmm. you may need medical attention. So just be mindful of that. If you really feel that it's something, you know, that you have a deeper issue with,
yeah.
we work on coaching after you've been, you know, if you wanted to go to any of the services that the HSE provide, or if it's something deeper that you really need, like if you feel that you have a physical addiction to alcohol,
that's a little
bit of a different situation.
Why are the HSE not doing what the NHS do, which is providing smoking cessation packages or whatever it is? I know the NHS in the UK do.
Oh, you mean the NRT, the nicotine replacement therapy?
Yeah. Do the HSE provide that? I know they didn't at one stage, because I remember giving out about it. Do they do it now?
I became, so many addictions that we all have, addictions. I was addicted to the Nicorettes for years. Did you ever try them?
Oh, no, I tried.
They're very addictive.
I tried the patches, and I tried the patches for 3 or 4 days, and I started having nightmares, so I had to get rid of them very quickly.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, those type of things, right, they have their issues as well. So, but, you know, with the likes of NRT and the likes of the nicotine, I think try and query that with the HSE, but I think the NHS give it out to you at any time, whereas I think with the HSE, you've got to go through a program and you can qualify then. But I'm not an expert on that, so don't quote me.
Okay.
But I know what you're saying. I think in the UK, you can just get all those patches and get everything handed to you, but I'm not sure what the protocol is here. But just getting back to your original question about, you know, whether or not, you know, what you do if you're physically addicted to alcohol, then you do need further help. So this, we're talking about habit change, we're talking about middle lane drinkers, we're talking about people who might drink a little bit too much the weekend, or, you know, we're not talking about people who have alcohol-specific dependency, which is a different thing, which you will need more help with. So that's a little bit of a caveat.
Yeah, you're kind of restructuring your life, I suppose, in some sense.
Yeah. So what we're doing is middle lane drinkers, or people would say habits like cigarettes, or if they want to quit chocolate, or any kind of positive behaviour change that you want to affect. That's what we're here for every Monday for the foreseeable, if you'll have me in, to help you get your listeners over that hump. So if you are that person, definitely give us a call or a text.
Well, then I tell you, for next week, what we want to do is we'll get some of our listeners to come on and ask you questions if they're in the middle of trying to give up, because they'll be getting close to the end of the first month. So if you want to do that, you can WhatsApp us right now at 087-188-0008, and AJ will log your call and we'll get you on next week with Siobhan. Listen, Siobhan, it's been a pleasure as usual. And I know people can count.
Take it, Karen. Take it, your wife.
I know. I always do. I never stop.
Dirty duty free in your house.
It is. Thank you very much, indeed. You can get Siobhan, by the way, on her Instagram. It's Real Mammy. That's R-E-E-L, Real Mammy, on social media, on Instagram and all the usual places. Siobhan, in the meantime, I shall talk to you next week. Thank you very much, indeed.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.